Strange Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Pilgrimage to the Rhyme Mecca. The Hostile Takeover 2012 tour is complete, and Tech N9ne returns home so that technicians world over can make the pilgrimage to the place where it all started, Kansas City, home of Tech N9ne and Strange Music, the most important independent music movement in the world. Tech N9ne is about to begin work on his next album, which promises to be his biggest to date, an earth-shattering spectacle of precision rhyme over humongous beats, as big as the Kansas City King's influence over the rap game today. But before he can step in that booth, on August 24th, at KC Crossroads, Tech N9ne will step on the stage one last time for Kansas City in 2012. Joined by Chris Calico, Stevie Stone, and Seth's crew, Tech N9ne will give his hometown something to remember and will end the summer of 2012 with the biggest bang imaginable. For all the technicians far and wide who are making the pilgrimage to the Rhyme Mecca, the trip to Kansas City on August 24th to witness this serendipitous display of synchronized syllable acrobatics that is Strange Music Concert, we welcome you. Never before have you witnessed such a spectacle of rhyme and rhythm. Today, we have ubiquitous one half of Seth's crew to help us in our pre-party efforts for this hip-hop extravaganza. If you would like to chime in on the conversation, please call 347-994-3066 and press 1 to talk to ubiquitous of Seth's crew. We will also be conversing about Seth's crew's debut Strange Music release, the EP 13, which is now available on strangemusicinc.net. Get that thing now. I'm already predicting that it's going to blow some minds away and turn some heads. I don't think you guys are ready for what's coming. And if you don't think so, you can call me out on it. That's Jeffrey Nelson. You can call me out. but for the, and also for your Strange Music VIP experience packages for KC Crossroads on August 24th, make sure you go to strangevip.com. For the EP pre-order, that's strangemusicinc.net. For the VIP experience package, that's strangevip.com. Don't mess around. This is going to be the hip-hop event of the year. But here we have Ubiquitous joining us. Ubiquitous.
Yes, sir.
It's good to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
It's great to be here. You know, it's such a warm feeling in the building, even though the air conditioning is very chilly.
The air conditioning's working today.
I prefer it when it works.
Yeah.
To the.
Well, it always works, but we've had this 110-degree heat, you know.
To combat. Right.
To combat this air conditioning, and that has cooled down. And I will say, you know, if this show was going on like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I would say don't come. Just don't do it because it's outside. I wouldn't want to expose you to that. But the Kansas City is starting to smooth out. I think by the time, it's already kind of like that perfect temperature for an outdoor summer show. I think by August 24th, it's
going to be right.
It's going to be.
It'll be good for the season. You know what I mean? The best thing about the sun is it hits your skin, you get vitamin D. You need it. You don't get your vitamin D, you get rickets.
And
so you get Tech N9ne, Seth's crew, Stevie Stone, and vitamin D all at one time.
Oh, my God. I never even thought about that. And with your VIP package, you can get vitamin D while you meet Seth's crew, Chris Calico, Stevie Stone, and Tech N9ne.
That's correct.
My God. I'm going to show up early.
Talent's not selling, Jeff. Talent's not selling.
Okay. Now, the reason we're all here today, talking about this KC Crossroads show on August 24th. Let me ask you first, have you been to Crossroads?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, what do you think about it?
I mean, it's great. It's big. It's really big. It's outdoors. The stage is gigantic. The sound is big. You got some, you know, little bar kiosks kind of like flanking the stage in the outdoor area. You got two places to eat to the back of the venue, and you can get a drink back there too. But like, there's a pizza shop named Grinders back there. It's really dope, really, really good pizza. Like this, you know, like not Pizza Hut, like not Little Caesars. This is kind of like semi exotic pizza that you can get at the event. And then there's a sandwich shop right next door. So it's legit. You can chill out. You can have a drink. You can get, like, good food, get a picnic table, go inside, get a booth if you want to get in the AC for a minute, you know, and it's giant. I think it holds, if what, 4,000, 5,000?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's big as, yeah, big as hell, man. A great spot for us to be in. I'm excited to play there. It'd be my first time playing. I've just seen shows there up to this point, so.
You jacked my question. I was going to ask you, because I know you're quite a foodie.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you've been to Grinders. You've had the food mm-hmm. there.
Uh-huh.
Just the pizza. I know they also have the cheese steaks.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it with the cheese whiz or provolone.
Dude, yeah.
Depending.
Like that's authentic. You
yeah.
know, with the, like the canned cheese whiz, like on top of your sandwich, which some people think is putrid, but like, you know, like it's that's authentic though. That's how it's made, am
no,
I right?
No, yeah. At the authentic Philly cheesesteak place, they're right across the street from each other. Cheese whiz, provolone, you can get them both at Grinders. Have you had any of the other food or?
Dude, I just we were just shooting a video called Coliseum for 13 the other day at the Culture Chameleon, which is across the street from Grinders. And y'all need to check out the Culture Chameleon, KC people, if you haven't seen it. It's a beautiful local art gallery that supports street art and various other things. But anyway, we was over there shooting a video for Coliseum, and I ran over and got a Bengal Tiger pizza.
I need to try that.
Yeah. It's delicious. I don't know if y'all like Indian food, but it's, you know, it's like chicken and crab meat and cilantro and like pesto instead of marinara. Like this, it's fly, you know, like it's really pretty tasty.
No, that's the signature pizza there, actually, from what I've heard. Well, cool. Now, why, you know, there's probably people who went to the Midland, people who saw him on tour, mm-hmm. whatever. Why should people be excited for this show?
From what I'm told, beyond that Cess Crew will be in the building, which is very exciting, I feel. Your boy Tech N9ne has cooked up something special, and I don't want to reveal too much, but I hear that there's going to be a couple songs getting the dust blown off of them and brought back to the stage, which hasn't happened in quite a while. Some classics, you know, that like especially KC people are going to be able to appreciate. For those of us who have been following Tech for the past 15 years or whatever. So I think that's going to be remarkable. You know, if you saw the Hostile Takeover tour, it's not going to be the same show. He augmented it quite a bit. So it's going to be something different. And we taking it up, for sure. It's going up. There's going to be some new things that Cess Crew is doing from our EP. We're going to premiere a couple songs live. That night from our new joint that comes out a couple days later on August 28th. Your boy Stevie Stone is smashing the game right now, and he's going to be there as well. I've had that Dollar General on repeat, you know? And there's other bangers on there. This joint with Hobson and Swizz and probably the songs y'all have seen and heard, 808 Bendin' and Remedy and Stranger. You know, I mean, his album's rocking, and his stage show is bananas, him and Fritz, Picasso,
yeah.
Get it in, man. So it's just going to be a live show, man, and it's a Missouri thing. We're all Missouri artists, St. Louis to KC. It should go off without a hitch is what I'm thinking.
Definitely. So you've talked to Tech N9ne. You know him.
I met him a few times.
So you guys have talked about this. He told you some things.
I have an insight into the situation.
But that's all you can reveal.
I can reveal that I have an insight. I can't reveal the insight. You
okay.
know what I mean?
All right, that's fair enough.
The insight reveals itself to you.
And it will on August 24th.
Yeah.
StrangeVIP.com. All right. Now for people, well, man, you kept answering my question. So you said
oh, yeah.
you're going to be performing tracks from 13, which we're going to get into after we take some callers here in a minute.
Sure. There's some things that we want to kind of test out in our home market. And see what y'all think about where we're taking the music these days. You know, I think that a lot of people are super happy for us, and the merger was strange. I think we have some old school fans that are like, hey, what are you guys doing? You know, like, you know, getting in bed with Strange. They're afraid that we're going to taint the formula or some shit. And, you know, don't trip is what I say to those fans. Like, we got this. We've had this, and we still have it. And, like, and I tell you what, if anything, we just got nitrous. Been put into our gas tank, and so we're blazing a hot fucking trail right now. Wait till you see what we done cooked up. This shit is big. It's arena style music, man. We're taking it to the next level. So have faith in us and come check us out. Take another look at Cess. We doing some things.
Damn, they're like scared of you getting on Strange. Like they would be scared if Tech was on MTV or some shit. That's kind of
which is crazy. I mean,
because Strange is like they let you do what you. what you do.
It pretty much. It's very comfortable here. Nobody's like told me like don't say this and don't say that. I've only been told that I couldn't rap about one thing ever in the world, and I didn't want to rap about it anyway. So that works out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And
okay.
And I don't need to reveal what that is, but it was real fucked up. You know what I mean? It's like if somebody was like, yo, we don't want you to, like, you know, rap about fucking, you know, supporting Al-Qaeda and, like, chopping off the heads of reporters. And I would be like, no, I really, that's, like, integral to my rhyme formula. I have to, like, talk about that. No, it's so, you know what I mean? We have all the freedom in the world over here. We have.
Oh, I remember that. I was there for that. That was,
You were in the room when that guy got his head severed? Or?
No. When you busted that. That rhyme, yeah, that was a long time ago. Let's not confuse people. I'm talking about when you busted that acapella at that art gallery show.
Oh, wow, that was a long time ago, Jeff
Nelson.
Yeah.
I've been a fan for a while, man. So when you guys got signed, it was a cool deal. But yeah, that was a long time ago.
What Jeff's referring to is something that I think happened maybe 8 years ago at this place called the Bollé Gallery, politics were hot in the air. You know, John Kerry was running against George Bush. There was a lot of tumultuous energy in the country, and I used to get my political rant on a little bit in rhyme form, and so that was a long time ago.
Dude, that was dope.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's get... Oh, another question. Can we expect an unfair performance?
That would be fair to say.
Okay. All right. Very good.
No pun intended.
I think you intended that. Now, let's talk about Tech for a little bit. What do you think of him?
Let's talk about Tech.
Let's talk about him. What do you think of him as a live performer, and what inspiration do you take from him and apply it to your own performance?
Tech sets the bar, and then Tech really sets the bar, and then I look at the bar. And I'm like, try to reach the bar, and then Tech raises the bar like it's a piece of candy I'm trying to grab, and I reach for it, and I jump, and I can't reach it. You know what I'm saying? Tech really is an amazing live performer. He's a well-oiled machine, and I can't forget Chris Calico. He's part of that. Chris, I don't think we've even said Chris Calico's name. Chris Calico will be at the Grinders show. Like
I said his name.
Oh, well, I didn't. So all I feel right, like right. saying it. You know, Chris Calico is going to be there. And
yeah,
the
yeah.
dude is part of the Tech show. He is one half of the Tech show. You know, these guys are brothers the same way Gotamus and Ubiquitous are brothers. So it's just very impressive. He's got a ton of energy. He has got dance steps that you can't do. You know what I mean? You might want to practice in the mirror at home. This guy won't miss a beat. He's doing a bajillion syllables a second, never losing his breath, fucking rocking it out with the best of them, making these little 22-year-old rappers look like shit, you know? Like, look lazy, standing in one place, sweating, tired, you know? When they're doing, you know, a 20-minute set, Tech go for like an hour and a half, sometimes
yeah.
longer. It's bananas. If you've never seen Tech 9, you might want to come check it out. And I know that there's a lot of people in Kansas City been hearing about Tech 9 and it's like boring to them, but they never actually took the time to see this man.
Yeah.
And so get your mind flown. It's something to see.
It was cool, yeah, because I got a plus one perk of working here. So I brought a friend. He's not even into rap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the dude loved it. I mean, have you ever taken a friend that, you know, is kind of a casual whatever to a Tech 9 show or seen that response?
I don't have any friends.
Okay. All right. Now, let's move on. Let's move on. Now, what do you think Tech has done for Kansas City?
He's opened the door all the way up. You know, he brought a level of consciousness to our music scene that is unrivaled. And I don't mean just rap or hip-hop. He is undoubtedly the most successful musician from Kansas City, certainly in this generation, in this time period.
Right.
Maybe there are some super famous people that used to be here back in the jazz era. What's his name?
Big Joe Turner.
No, I wasn't going to say Big Joe Turner. I was going to bring up, I think his name's David Cook or something.
Oh, yeah.
He's an American Idol winner.
He's a singer.
He's
yeah.
from around here. He's from Blue Springs or something.
Yeah.
You know, and you probably, people like, who the fuck is David Cook? And that's no offense to David Cook, you know what I mean? But he's a great singer, but like, I'm just saying that Tech takes Kansas City and spreads it on an international level to Canada, to Europe, you know, to the Middle East. it's a big deal, you know, and he's throwing up KC Mo everywhere he goes. And so I think that a lot of local people don't take pride in that, but they probably should, man. He's really doing it for us, you know. He's making what you guys might think is the smallest big city into like a big marquee city. He's got a lot of talent, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And another performer we got going on at this show is Stevie Stone,
mm-hmm.
as well. What can you tell me about him as an artist and as a performer?
Stevie's stage show is fucking with Tech and Chris. Him and Frizz are like, you know, Tomax and Zaymot, and you youngsters probably don't even know who the fuck those guys are, but it's some G.I. Joe shit. You know, they're very in tune with each other. Stevie's stage show is air fucking tight, man. And I'll be learning from both of them, you know, from Chris and Tech, from Stevie and Frizz. They're just beautiful performers, and I don't think anybody'd be disappointed at either one of their shows. They're really good at what they do, man. And Stevie's raw with it. I got Rolling Stone in my CD player right now, and it's tight. It's tight, man. And I know he's doing a lot of stuff off of that, a couple old things, you know what I mean? But definitely worth checking out.
Okay.
So don't, and I know some people like to, like, skip the openers. They're like, man, I'm going to just stay
this
home.
This isn't
and get,
one
like,
of those.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah. Don't skip the openers. Don't, like, get weeded. If you're going to do that, like, get potted out and then come. But, like, don't get potted out during the openers and then just come for Tech, because you're robbing yourself. It costs you the same amount of money either way. So you might as well, you know, get the whole show.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a show. I mean, it's basically from front to back. And I would put yourself in there. Marquee acts, man. Acts that you would see on their own.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah.
You know? And you could, we do all do it on our own. You know, when we assemble like this, of course we fall under Tech, under Tech's wing and shit. But you know, Stevie Stone gets it in on his own. He headlines his own shit. Seth Crew, we headline our own shit. So when we all come together, it's like, should be pretty impressive.
Definitely. Now, I've seen reports we have people driving in from Washington, mm-hmm. Northwest, New Jersey, Florida. I mean, this is just what I've seen. Just saw a comment, someone coming in from New Mexico all the way here to see the show.
Wow.
The people who are uncertain that might be in the surrounding region as to whether or not they should drive in, what would you, or to take the trip, what would you tell them?
It's a trip worth taking. You know, our city's pretty tight too. I don't know if you guys want to make a day of it, but you can kick it in downtown Kansas City for a day. There's a lot of shit to do. If you want to, you know, make a whole thing of it. If you're coming from out of state, I assume you're going to be staying here. You might have to get a hotel. It's tight, man. Our city has come up significantly in the past 4 to 5 years.
Yep.
Our downtown has exploded. The renovations to our city are remarkable. It's really nice. You know, if you're coming from out of town, come check us out and spend a little time, man. There's some things to see. There's some sights to see. I don't want to direct y'all around town too much, you know. But you know, go to Grinders, get a slice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Bengal Tiger.
The Bengal Tiger. That's what I prefer.
Yeah.
You know,
does
that's
it?
What I recommend.
All right. Good suggestions there. Let's get to a few callers. And if you're listening on the computer, we are talking to Ubiquitous of Cess Crew. And we were just talking about the KC Crossroads Show, August 24th. If you are listening, you want to call in, call 347-994-3066. And this goes out to everyone who will call or already has called. Please make sure you press 1. So we can screen your call. Let's get to Miranda from Texas. You're on the line with Ubiquitous from Cess Crew.
What's up? What's up? It's Lorinda.
Lorinda, what's going on?
Nothing much. I was just on the Twitter. I was following you guys and everything, and I seen that I'm going to be in Kansas City that day for the show.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. So are you? I assume you're going to attend. Or you're just going to hang out outside and, you know, catch it from over the fence.
Oh no, I'm going to be in there. I'm all access every day.
All access. Are you doing VIP?
All access. Probably so.
Probably
I'm a good friend of Strange Music Inc. I've tatted a lot of the artists that's in Strange Music Inc. I'm a tattoo artist and a piercer here in Houston.
You're a tattoo artist. So do you have ink on some of my label mates?
Yep, I've had a Cut Calhoun. I've had a few people that was on the tour. Hopefully Tech is next. Hello? Okay. Oh, my God.
It's hard to just go into it, but all right, here we go. All right, I was stuck in the coffin.
Stuck in the coffin.
I beat too much to walk in.
My
head's body walking. Melancholy and
stalking.
My hands to grip the chalking.
Commit
sketching out a pentagram to set it off. Baby girl, is you walking? I hate to step the stagger. Check it, call it my letter.
Know
it two and three better. Four to five and whatever.
Wait a minute, what happened? Hey, let's get back to Lorinda. Lorinda, I'm so sorry. We had a technical difficulty.
People are just so
excited for this show that it shut down our switchboard and we had to call back in.
So what's up? You coming by yourself? You bringing your homegirls? You bring friends? What are you doing?
No. What's so funny is my dude is actually part of the tour. Casey Free.
Yeah. Yeah, the dude wears paint and sells.
Oh, you're talking about Ike?
Ike.
Okay. Ike Dunbar?
Ike Dunbar. He's in Houston now. You know, he's here with me now in Houston.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I heard Ike got a little mouthpiece. That's what I heard around the streets.
Oh, no.
No?
I have the mouthpiece. I have the mouthpiece, and I have the hands.
Okay. I hear you with your hands. So. But I didn't know about the mouthpiece, but okay, I don't know where
this not like that.
Bust,
not
I'm
like
bust,
that.
I'm bust left right
now. Not like that. No. I mean, I'm sassy. I don't take no shit.
I can tell. I wasn't trying to give it to you.
All right. Well,
okay.
Lorinda, we appreciate the call and
Say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to say Kansas City Mall Tattoo Room will be in your city. I will be tatting and piercing. So if you guys want to get tatted or pierced or whatever, hit me up. I'm on Twitter at renren_tats with a Z. That's renren_tatz. Y'all hit me up.
That's what's up.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, much love to you.
All right, we'll see you on the 24th. Let's go to Dominique from Wyoming. You're on the line with Ubiquitous.
Yo, what up? Can you hear me?
I hear you. How you doing?
All right, what's happening? I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm actually at work right now.
Yeah,
it's not enough. I'm mad at you, Dad.
Yeah, how you doing, though?
I'm lounging, man. It's hot as fuck out here. But, like, it's like 97 today, which is, like, cool for Kansas City. It's been, like, 110 lately. How you doing, though? What are you up to, man? Where you work at?
Oh, actually, I work at this place called Alliance out here in Cheyenne. You know, I've been doing this for a while between this and union type of work. You know, assisting those with acquired brain injuries and developmental brain injuries.
That
ain't a lie, it's the truth.
That's a lie.
You hear me?
That's a lie.
Yeah, they cut out.
All right, Dominique, we're back. Sorry about that.
All right. It's all good.
Here.
I'm still here.
Say something.
Okay, so Dominique, this UB, I'm taking over the show. Jeff Nelson got to drop a deuce or something like this.
Oh, okay.
So,
I know how that works.
Yeah. One a day, if you're consistent, if you're regular.
Yeah,
but,
that means you're actually kind of healthy. Anyway.
Yeah, that's healthy. But so what you had to ask me, man? You know?
Oh, okay. All right. Now I'm not too familiar with the Seth crew as far as your music goes. But I've definitely heard your name more than once. Now, Tech and them, they just finished wrapping up the Hostile Takeover tour, and they happened to come out to Cheyenne, Wyoming, which is the city I was born in. I moved back here a year ago. You know, I was in Atlanta, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I chopped it up with Stevie Stone and Prozac mainly. I tried to talk with the other guys, but, you know, they got my info and stuff. Prozac, we were trying to collab, but my budget's a little shorter than I am. But anyways, I was wondering, when do you guys come out to the Mile High area?
We did. We did four shows this year out in Colorado. In Colorado Springs and Denver as well.
That's what I thought. Now, you guys didn't go to the Roxy, did you?
The Roxy. Why did the Roxy?
It would have been in Denver. And if it sounds familiar, it's because it's one of the live spots that the underground artists like myself in the area between here and Colorado, we use that place quite a bit. So if it sounds familiar, it's because it's a venue that, you know, they're pretty open and friendly to us striving artists as well as the mainstream guys.
Yeah, I did what I heard of the Roxy. Somebody got at me about that. And this dude I met out in Arvada at the Eggshell, and he was like, "Yo, you inspired me." Just, like, nosed me out when I was out there having breakfast. I'm from Arvada. You know, that's where I grew up or whatever. And
Oh, okay. I used to live there. All right, move on.
He spotted me there though, and he was like, "Damn, you know, we did the picture thing," and then he got at me like 6 months later. He's like, "Dude, I'm playing my first show at the Roxy. I just wanted you to know that you inspired me or whatever." That's why I remember hearing it from. So that's dope, man.
That's the Roxy. They provide opportunity for the big to small people. But I'm proud. You know, I've known of Tech since my younger years to, you know, West Coast Bad Boy collaborations or whatever they're called. You know, when he was out in Cali to messing with Quincy and them to, you know, getting that track featured on Gang Related to him and Twista going on the Guinness show back when it was on Fox to, you know, when he came out here. But, I follow the Strange as much as I can. I'm not, you know, I'm definitely not one of the, I'm not going to lie and say I'm your biggest fan because, you know, I have too much going on to try to claim or portray that. But I do follow you. I am a fan of Strange music and all artists and groups I try to be aware of. And I salute you and support you guys.
Well, thank you very much for that, man. There's the label's doing amazing things in 2013. If you liked what you've seen this year, just wait, man. We just got the team. You know, we basically drafted everybody in 2012 and 2011. 2013, we're about to smash the fucking game. Watch.
Yeah, and make sure you look out for that EP 13. Comes out August
28th.
28th. I should know these things. But I know the pre-order's up now at strangemusicinc.net. Make sure you check that out.
Yeah, man. Pre-order 13. It's hot.
All right, let's keep it moving here. We got Roy from Texas. You're on the line with Ubiquitous.
What up, Roy?
What up? Shit. What's good, man? What up? Looking big fan of Seth Crow, you know what I mean? Got some lyrical motherfucking killers, dog. I'm serious. I ain't even heard a rap like that since Big L, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. I take a little influence from Big L. You know what I mean? That's an old influence. He's been passed for a while, but I feel you, man. That's where we're trying to keep it, is in that realm. We try to elevate the lyrics, you know?
I'm right here with you, dog. It's what I do. What I love, you know what I mean? It's another thing why I like Tech music, Strange music, you know what I mean? Y'all, all of y'all MCs, you know what I mean? There's a difference between a rapper and an MC. Tech N9ne's an MC. He can control the crowd, you know what I mean? All of y'all, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So
MCs,
I got a whole bunch of love.
Move the crowd all day. MCs move the crowd. That's what we do.
Hell yeah, and I want to say another thing. Okay, I'm from Texas, right?
Right.
I want to go to the show. Is there any way I can get, like, y'all can, like, pass me some info on how to get some tickets and shit?
Yeah. No, we can get you info on how to get tickets. I think probably this is for Jeff Nelson. I'm not good at stuff. All I do is, you know, rap for a living. But, like,
definitely check out TechStrangeVIP.com, and that's not only for this show, but any of Tech Nine's show. That is the one-stop shop. And for the KC show, you're going to want to scroll down a little bit because we have postings for Prozac's tour and stuff. KC show is below that. So scroll down a bit. You'll see a big graphic with Tech Nine's face on it. It says KC Crossroads, and that's where it's at. So make sure you check that out.
That's what's up. And another thing, on your new album coming out, y'all's new album, what can I expect? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't want to say too much, but I don't want to say too little either, so I'm going to just tell you some. It is an EP. It's not a full length, but we gave you a long EP. It's going to be 8 tracks long. It's a lot of high-energy music on that. Some pretty serious bangers. We take it down a little bit and get serious with you and talk about life, but there's a lot of bangers on there. It's kind of aggressive music. Tech makes an appearance on there. We were blessed to have him on there. Chris Calico makes an appearance on there, and that came out real dope too. It's actually on the same track. Close homie of mine, Info Gates, makes a little appearance on there. So that's who we weighing in with lyrically, but really it's just a heavy dose of Cess. You know, it's just me and my partner, and we smashing. We're going bar for bar, spitting pretty hard. We pioneered a couple new styles on this EP. So you're gonna hear that. You know, when we pioneer a style, me and Gottimus, we just share that like a slice of cake. You know what I'm saying? We just split that shit right down the middle. So there's some new things to see from us, man. I don't think anybody's going to be disappointed. We put our heart into it. So we know that this is our first impression for the Strange fans. So we don't want to disappoint y'all.
All right. That's what's up. And one thing for y'all, you know, y'all let me go and shit. I want to say this. I'm also an MC. And if y'all get a chance, can y'all please go to YouTube and search me? I'm under just type in Keep It Hood. The space bar and put Rapik, R-A-P-I-K, and you'll get the rest of my music from there. You know what I mean? We're coming up from a little city in Texas called Mission, the Valley. You know what I mean? Got a whole bunch of people that listen to y'all's music. You know what I mean? A lot of supporters down here.
Well, dope, man. I mean, I'm glad. Texas is a big-ass state. I haven't heard of that town that you mentioned just now, but I'm glad that y'all making a movement out there. And hip-hop needs to spread everywhere, to cities big and small and everything in between, man. So just, I'm glad that y'all doing stuff out there and keep that shit moving, man.
Shit, hell yeah, bro, you know what I mean? Shit, from Texas all the way to KC and worldwide, we doing it, you know what I mean? Hip-hop, the best of the hip-hop.
All day, yeah. We all in this together, bro. So, I don't know. All hope right. You come out. So, man, we hope if you do come out up to Grinders on the 24th, holler at me. I'll be there, man. Come shake
all
my
right.
hand, yeah.
All right, Dye. I got you.
All right.
All right, stay up, brother.
Thanks for calling in, Roy. Everyone out there, we are talking about KC Crossroads on August 24th at Grinders. Get your VIP experience packages, which comes with a T-shirt and a mystery Strange Music bracelet. Mystery bracelet. I don't know if it's that one.
Okay.
Could
okay.
be. I have no idea. Nobody knows.
Yeah,
nobody knows. I don't know. But you get the bracelet, you get a T-shirt, and you get the one-hour meet-and-greet with Cess Crew, Stevie Stone, Chris Calico, and Tech Nine. So make sure you go to StrangeVIP.com. Check that out right now. If you're out there listening and you want to call in, call 347-994-3066. Press 1 so we can screen your call.
Blow! Blow!
Let's talk about 13, man.
Let's talk
this
about
EP.
It.
Some things are going on this. Things happen. On this EP.
There's some things that are happening on this EP, man.
And, okay, so what were your intentions going into the EP? Where did you want to take your sound? And then from that step, how did you go about achieving that?
Well, I think that, you know, we kind of had a sound that we did on our last album, The Playground, produced by Leonard Destroy, and it was kind of this, you know, futuristic sound, you know, maybe a little before its time. Shit came out in 2009. I feel like we were in, you know, 2011 when that shit dropped. And so We didn't get any beats from Lenny D for this one. We got a lot of support from Info Gates, a little bit of support from the homie Seven, who makes a lot of beats for everybody on Strange Music. A couple new guys, Smart Alec, Coco, you know what I mean? The sound, we took it up. That's where we were trying to take it. We were trying to take the balloon and put a lot of air in it, a little more air in it, expand it, make it bigger, make it grander. Because Seth's crew, before Strange Music, we were accustomed to rocking 200, 300, 400 people. Fucking with Strange, now we're doing 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people. So it's just, you know, we got to cater to y'all. Y'all are big, so we're going to take it big. And it's go big or go home every time. And so that's what you can expect from that.
You guys got to work with Seven on. I know you worked with him before, technically, with Unfair, because he produced that. But this time
yeah.
It was for your guys' own shit.
Mm-hmm.
How well did you guys mesh?
Very well. Seven's extremely talented. I've been knowing about Seven for a number of years. And he's close to here. I live in Kansas City, Missouri. He was living in Topeka. He just kind of moved into town recently. And he works with a lot of my partners that I've been fucking with. Beyond like tech and Strange Music artists or whatever, he fucks with my homie Mac Lethal. He fucks with my homie Stick Figure. We kind of been in similar circles, but not really the same circle, you know, not overlapping for some time. So I was so excited to work with Guy. He kicked us some bangers, and it's really just a prelude to what is to come for our LP. We started to find a comfort zone, I think. Had the benefit of sitting down with Seven in person for a couple hours in the studio and working over one of his tracks and shit. This track called It's Over with Tech N9ne and Chris Calico on it. And yeah, man, he's got a vision. He's super, super easy to work with. And his beats are complex on levels that I hadn't really even been familiar with up to this point. Layers and layers and just ambient sounds and big bass busting fucking kicks and smack you in the face snares and fucking just, yeah, man, Seven is killing them. And so it's a kind of a dream come true to work with a producer that's professional on his level, that's produced for gigantic acts.
Mm-hmm.
For T-Pain, for Big Sean, you know what I mean? Beyond all of the superstars on our own label, you know, he's an ill-ass dude. Real talk.
Now, you guys, speaking of bangers, man, Coliseum. You guys are, this is going to be the debut music video for
mm-hmm.
the album.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about that song, though, first of all?
The Coliseum. We're trapped in the Coliseum, a sea of them. All I see is pray for the predator, dying for what they call ideas. You know, there's a little undertone of political ideology there, but really we just busting ill styles on this one. I don't want to summarize my own rhyme before y'all even hear it. It won't make no sense to you, but this is. A big song that we designed for the gigantic arena. And when this shit comes on, I mean, I want to see motherfuckers moving. I want hands up. I want y'all jumping around, shaking. Fucking, you could mosh to this song. You know what I'm saying? You could wow the fuck out to this song. And that's where we wanted to take it, man. It's the type of song where the energy goes low and then it comes high and it climaxes and the shit just boom and it
right.
explodes, you know? So, I'm excited to see how fans react to that. The video is crazy. Had the benefit of Tech N9ne and the homie Maczilla making an appearance. My guy JL of B Hood from Worldwide Choppers popping up in that motherfucker. Info Gates, you know, my dude Scenario, which Strange fans know who he is. There's little cameos here and there, man. This is a pretty serious video, dude. It's a big production. Might be the greatest Seth's Crew video ever created. We'll see.
Right.
I don't want to jinx it, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I just seen a rough cut about half hour ago, and I'm pretty stoked to see how it all turns out.
Yeah, well, fans already got a sneak peek from all the pictures that surfaced
mm-hmm,
from the
mm-hmm.
shoot. Like
mm-hmm.
last weekend at the Nelson, you guys had like 100 extras or something.
Yeah.
As your seem to be your political supporters or whatever.
Yep.
I don't know. I saw you on a podium, and I saw people out in the crowd. Can you tell us anything about the premise behind this video?
There is a little bit. There's a somewhat of a deeper premise. I don't want to reveal too much. I play a politician in this video. My partner plays a guerrilla revolutionary, and we're kind of exacting our ideologies, and hopefully that comes across clearly and we illustrate the points there. But for those who pay attention to the world and politics, hopefully it'll be a little something, a little intellectual food for thought. While you're taking in us just busting these hot bars.
Right. So we're working on two levels right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Do you guys plan on making any more videos for the EP?
Yes. You could expect maybe, there might be videos for like half of the songs on this joint. There's 8 joints on our EP, and we're looking at like 3, possibly 4 videos. I don't want to promise anything that I can't deliver, but yeah, you're gonna see some visual media to go with the songs. Cess Crew, we're big on videos, man. We got a lot of videos. If you troll through YouTube, you can find a dozen plus videos out right now, representing our old material to representing our new material, our collaborations with strange artists. So we're gonna keep that theme up. I personally loves to make videos. I like to get behind the camera. I like to co-direct. I love working with my partner, Justin Marmestein. Shout out to Marmo, who's out in Orange County, California. You know what I mean? I was on the phone with him last night. We're plotting and scheming already about the next shit that we're about to do. And we're big on visual media. It's my second passion. I went to film school, so you're gonna see videos from us for a long time coming, and we like to raise the bar on that shit.
Definitely. Now, on this EP, I almost don't want to say this because the dude's a reputable producer and he's been doing it for a minute, but it seems to me like InfoGates, man, kind of had a coming out party on this EP.
What do you mean by coming out party, Jeff? What do you mean by that?
That's not
like coming out. Like coming out how? How we come? Coming out of what? Of what chamber in the bedroom are we coming out of?
He was in a cocoon and he has emerged as a beautiful butterfly of a producer. God, butterfly. Fuck.
You
all
know,
right, whatever. He's
Mari,
a moth.
Mariposa, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
That's butterfly in Spanish.
Okay, anyway. I think this
it's also a little inside slang for something else, but maybe we should step
let
away
me,
from
let
this.
Me, let me phrase this differently. I think this is going to mark the arrival of InfoGates as a serious producer to pay attention to.
I would absolutely agree. My dude Info is super talented. For those of us out there who are familiar with the Cess catalog, Mattered on Money, my mixtape, The Devil, my partner got him. This is mixtape. InfoGates weighed in pretty heavy on both of these. I'd say he had the majority of the beats he produced on my record, on my mixtape, maybe 5-6 of them. More so than anybody else. I think he produced, 11 or 12 of them on the Devil. Nearly the whole thing. And so he's very much part of our camp. He's an inside man. We work hand in hand. He was in the studio with us while we were crafting 13, tossing ideas. You know what I mean? He's taking his sound up. He's stepped up to the plate. You know what I mean? He cut the samples out of his life. Retaught himself how to make beats in a very short period of time. His beats are big. When I was playing this shit for Tech. You know what I mean? That was one of the first things he said. He's like, "Yo, who the fuck made this beat? Who is this? Who's this guy?" And I'm like, "Oh, that's Info." You know what I mean? And he's like, "Who the fuck is Info?" I'm like, "Oh, that's my guy. You got to meet him." He's like, "No, you got to introduce me to him." And so I had the pleasure of doing that this last Sunday, introducing Info to Tech, and I think that could be the beginning of something beautiful. You know, we're just trying to add more people into the camp here at Strange. and to diversify the sounds that we can produce. So you might see some Infogates beats, you know, with some other strange artists rapping over them, hopefully in the next year. And of course he's going to be fucking with us, you know. Info plus Seth Crew equals Brain Locker, which is a whole nother thing. There will be a Brain Locker track on the 13 EP called One Bomb State. That's pretty bananas. Yeah, man, Info gets it in. Definitely check for that guy. You can look for his. He does his own music as well. You know, he's a rapper slash producer.
Yeah.
And super talented. Had the pleasure of working with him very close during the creation of the 13.
What do you like about his production?
You know what? I like Info's drums, man. He is a talented musician on level. Sure, he's a producer, but this man can play the guitar a little bit. He can play the piano a little bit. He can play the drums, a drum set, you know, a little bit. And that translates into his music. He's a true producer. That's what, you know, quote-unquote real producers do. They are able to hop on all the instruments and communicate their ideas super effectively. So, yeah, man, Info hits the pocket with his drums. Man, he's got these, you know, instead of, you know what I'm saying, Info's... You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's hitting these off beats. He's doing, I don't know. Yeah, he's got some irregular drums that really create a new pocket, you know, and they really cater to lyrics very well. Because he's a rapper, he's familiar with what a rapper would be interested in a beat.
Right.
I think that gives him an advantage over certain other producers that are not maybe thinking like a rapper when they make a beat. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that comes across well when you hear a completed track with this guy.
Tight. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. Yeah, Click Like Bang. That's one he produced.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
That's a banger. Can't even talk too much about it, but you know, the EP is done. I think it's really gonna turn some heads. Tell me though, but what are you planning for the next album? What's the direction you wanna take the album? Is it just a continuation on this upward path, basically?
I mean, it goes up, you know, it definitely stays going up. The LP, which I guess we have a small amount of work done on already, even though the EP's not even out. It should be even bigger and better than the EP, and that's not to take anything away from 13. But we have a lot of people to please, and I aim to please, and we like our music to be meaty. You know what I mean? If you look at your plate when you're having your meal, like. Seth's Crew music is steak and potatoes, you know what I mean? We're not talking about parsley and chopped carrots, you know what I'm saying? And it's we're giving you something meaty. You're going to have to listen to our tracks 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. Now you're going to catch something else in the lyrics you didn't even notice before, you know what I mean? Like, and that's what we're trying to do for y'all. We don't want to give you no simple bullshit to where you're like, this is, you know.
I get it, and I there's nothing else to get.
Right. Yeah, our music has layers to it. So hopefully that gives you an extended listen to where, you know, this shit's going to hold you down for a period of time.
From your transition from pre-Strange Music to being on the label, what considerations do you take in when you, you know, form this new sound and go in this new direction? I think you kind of touched on it with the crowd, you know, getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I mean, I got a grudge with the rap game. There's some ideas that I need to communicate, in my personal opinion, and you know, you can't necessarily change the game overnight, but you can change it over a period of time, over a course of months, over a course of years. And so I got some ideas I'm trying to communicate out there. Best thing you can do is lead by example. You can't just bitch and expect the game to, like, listen to you and change up on account of some shit that you were bitching about. So all I can do is just go super hard, and hopefully motherfuckers appreciate that. I ain't trying to lose nobody, but I am trying to elevate what the standard of lyricism in the game is. And I ain't going to say no names or take no shots at no other rappers, but I just do it my way. And if that's more attractive to some other shit, then... mission accomplished. That's all I'm trying to do.
Okay. Yeah. And speaking of the sound, I know this is like an overly asked, cliched, tiresome question.
Yeah.
But I have to ask.
Go ahead.
Are there any like dream producers or that, you know, if you could just snatch a beat from somebody, who would that be? But I know, you know, like some of the best stuff that you're getting is in your own backyard, and that's great. But if you had to take one from somebody else, what would you do?
I mean, high-profile producers that I like to work with, there's a lot of them, you know? Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot of them. I'd be delighted to work with Pharrell. I would be delighted to work with Timberland. You know, he's kind of an old school dude at this point, but I would be delighted to work with DJ Premier, with Alchemist. You know, there's a lot of quote unquote commercial producers out there that all that commercial shit don't matter to me. It's not necessarily about the marquee name. It's about these guys are talented musicians. I'd be, you know, delighted to work with Justice League. With Harry, what's his name? Harry Froud, I think, or something is his name. And maybe you ain't heard of him yet. He's kind of an up-and-comer. But, like, yeah, man. And I'm hoping that some of these avenues open up to us. Of course, we have our in-house producers, our IHP, you know what I'm saying? As for short, and we always fucking with them, but I'm trying to open up new avenues to the game, to elevate Seth's crew, to elevate the music, to slightly change the direction of the game, possibly, you know. And so we'll see if I get the opportunity or benefit to work with somebody, some of these people that I mentioned, you know. And there's more. I could go all day.
Yeah.
I could go all day long. I love hip-hop. I've been a fan primarily for years as well as an artist, so.
I have a feeling, though, after if people hear this EP, you know, across the country, other MCs are going to be wanting beats from Info Gates and Seven, and, you know, we got Coco and Smart Aleck on this as well. But there's some really, really cool, original, fresh sound on this EP. I really think it's going to turn some heads, and yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I would agree. I would agree, sir.
All right, let's get some more callers here, and we're going to talk a little bit about Kansas City in a bit, but I know some of y'all have been waiting. Let's get to Husky Flows from Pennsylvania.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, Yui?
Chilling, man. How you?
I'm doing all right, man.
good. Here, what's good, man?
Yeah, as an up-and-coming MC myself, I view Seth's crew as they're definitely a great addition to Strange Music and their variety of styles. You know, Chris Calico's got his, you know, he's got his deep, dark stuff, and then he's got his club bangers like Abu Dhabi that he did with Cut Calhoun, Maxzilla, and Tech.
Boys all day.
I just think that, you know, and this is my point of view, it would have been great. I mean, I attended the show that they did in Reading on the 11th of June, and it was the sickest thing I've ever seen. That was my first F show. You know, and it would have been really great if Seth could have been there.
I agree. Don't worry, our time's coming. The country's gonna catch us in 2013, for sure.
I mean, y'all you've definitely been an influence on a lot of up and coming MCs. You know, they see you and Godamus working together, and they're just like, wow, man. You know, Godamus he's extremely skilled. You know, he's quick. He's quick with his lyricism. He's definitely got a lot of thought process into his lyrics. And you...
He's got that voice, too. You know what I'm saying? My boy's got a voice that's remarkable.
You're yourself, man. You know,
I'm all right and shit, you know what I'm saying?
But, Just the way that you two express your lyricism when you're both on a track at the same time, it's just completely sick, like Gun Titled with was that Mac?
Mac Lethal, yeah.
Yeah, that was Mac Lethal. I mean, just the way that everybody on that track just got what they needed to say out was just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's another one where we was flipping styles and shit, and, you know, that's something we like to do. And I like to not just flip the style, but have something to say, you know what I'm saying? They said we couldn't, we did it, get in, our wishes granted, 1, 2, 3 for the pen, independent, no disadvantage, you know? And that's real, we contend with the fucking majors, that's what I'm trying to talk about, you know? There's nothing wrong with being an independent rapper in the game right now, you know, there is no disadvantage. You might even have an advantage doing that. And I don't know, you rap yourself or what do you do?
I rap myself. I'm an up and coming MC. I'm actually working with a little place out of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania called Full Tilt Productions. I'm just trying to, you know, I took some time away to I took a hiatus to start writing some more stuff and try and get in and have more stuff ready with the beats that he supplied for me. I plan on being an independent. You know, I don't want to sell into the game because they want you to do what they want you to do. You know, you can't really be yourself when you're signed with a label that's highly industrialized.
And that may be true. You know, they're looking for certain shit. You might be able to be yourself if you are what they're looking for, but you know, the major labels aren't necessarily in the business of gambling. So you're gonna see less risky music coming from major labels usually. You know what I'm saying? Usually, not always, but usually.
A lot of the stuff that I tend to say, and like, you know, I did a song, Steel Curtain. It's political views, and a lot of what I say is taking a risk. You know, it's taking a stab at what the world really is right now, not what it used to be or what people think it is. You know, what the world really has turned into.
That's cool, man. I mean, we need more truth tellers. You know, we need more prophets. And the last thing that we do need is for somebody to, like, you know, lie to us or mislead us. And I think that a lot of upcoming MCs, you know, they'll take the Nelly Saint Lunatics formula, and there's no disrespect to them, but it's been revealed at this point that when Nelly and Saint Lunatics were coming up, Country Grammar was doing what it was doing, that they were talking about stuff that they didn't have like they had it. And it came after the fact, you know what I mean? But they sort of were glamorizing a lifestyle that they weren't actually living. And I think that there's a whole lot of rappers in the game that still do that, that glamorize a lifestyle that they're not actually a part of, and in an effort to receive or reach that lifestyle. And, you know, that just leaves people a little bit lost. Hobson kind of dumped on this topic recently in his Ill Mind of Hobson 5, which I'm a fan of Hobson, and shout out to that dude, you know what I mean? But he spoke on it, how MCs, whatever, rappers, whatever, mislead motherfuckers. And there's nothing cute about that, you know what I mean?
Thank
nothing
God.
At all.
A lot of them are misled into thinking that might be what they have to do to make it big, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So a rapper might be scared to say what's really on his mind because he's afraid to get rejected or judged or whatever. You know what I mean? So yeah, I tip my hat to you for that, man. Keep spitting the truth. You know, just keep it real. That shit will take you further than trying to anticipate what it is you think a motherfucker wants you to say. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Thanks for calling in, Hussy. We got to keep it moving here. Let's get to Don Dada from New York.
Dada. Yo. What's going on, Jeff? UBI, what's up?
What's happening?
Ain't much. Just calling the fuck around with you. What's up?
Man, I'm chilling out, sipping on this Ozarka, you know,
Ozarka.
That natural spring water, you know?
All right, let's talk about these natural spring verses, my brother.
Okay, let's talk.
Yo, what's good, man? I mean, you stealing my verses or something? No, let me stop.
What happened?
Ah, man, you know, I was like, yo, I had this ill-ass rhyme I thought of. It was like, yo, you know, it's like they want me to throw him into deep space and teach him how to dream, you know what I'm saying? Put him into a deep sleep, like, teach him how to, oh, my bad, I fucked up. See, that's how, because I feel so ashamed right now. You took my lyrics, man, I'm sorry.
I got you.
They put me in a deep space and teach him how to breathe. Throw me into a deep sleep and teach him how to dream. Dig a body up out of grave and teach him how to live. Throw a kitten into a river and teach him how to swim. That's like Mario teaching Luigi how to win. Let me stop. Yeah, that's what's up, though.
Much love to you, brother. You got me. You got my shit down. That's tight.
You stole it from me, man.
Go to small claims, homie. I'll see you in court. You know?
Nah, but yo. Man, I know you wasn't on the hostile takeover, but is there any chance you might, you know, come around New York again?
Man, I really, really believe in my heart that we're going to be in New York in 2013, laying the Cess Crew shit down from the stage. I think that can happen. That's an idea I had, and hopefully that idea manifests into reality very quickly.
Yeah, because I have a little mission I'm on. I got everybody so far, you know, except for certain people, I'm trying to get everyone to sign my most recent rhyme book, so it'd be good to have Cess Crew on that little list too on there.
It would be my pleasure to sign your shit, man, and if we come out there and, you know, you want to do the meet and greet, I'll sign your book, I'll sign whatever the fuck, and we could take a little minute.
I'm always going to do a meet and greet whenever I go to a show.
Yeah, man, it's worth it. I mean, I like to connect with the fans myself. You know, I love doing the show and performing, and you don't really get to talk to people once the show cracks. But, man, those meet and greets, I love talking to everybody and really getting to connect with people. It's a little better for me, and that's not to take away from the performance aspect, but I really like to, like, shake hands and see where people are really at, you know, and take 2 minutes just to you know, get to know a guy for a second. It's worth it.
Yeah, most definitely. And it's like, it'd be ill, though, you know, because I got Tech, I got Chris Calico, I got Prozac, Stevie Stone, the whole group of Mayday, everybody signed my book so far, so it's missing, like, just, you know, Cess Crew, Cut Calhoun, and a couple others, you know.
And Brother Lynch.
Yeah, Brother Lynch, definitely. I would.
Oh, you're missing that, Brother Lynch.
Come on, man. You know damn well. You know damn well. I got him.
Yeah, man. Nah, we hope to join the ranks in your rhyme book, and it'd be my pleasure to put my John Hancock in there, man.
Word, no doubt. So what's going on with this EP?
Real talk. We on pilgrimage to the rhyme mecca. Between you and me, and the whole world that's listening, I've never been to New York City ever in my life. You know what I mean?
Nah.
So I hope next year's the year, man. I'm excited.
If that's the case, I might have to, you know, bring some lovely earth to the show.
Please do, you know. That's all day. You know where the Cess came from. That's New York slang, baby, and you know what it means.
Word. It goes up, man.
It does, brother. Stay up.
You too, fam.
All right. Peace, man. All right.
Thanks. As always, Don Dada, man. Cool-ass dude.
Don Dada.
Yep. You ain't called that for nothing. Let's get to one more. We got Brandon from Kentucky. You're on the line with Ubiquitous from Cess Crew.
Yo, what up, Ubi?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. Just telling, I just wanted to ask you, up on the upcoming EP, are you going to be doing anything with Tech and anybody else from Strangers? Just going to be you and Gottimus?
As far as label mates, we only got Tech and Chris on this one. Got a lot of other shit in the works with Mayday and Stevie Stone and maybe even some shit beyond that. But for this EP, just Tech and Chris for the label mates on the same track. It's a track called It's Over, where we're all busting like fucking crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I said, I'm about to act on a bait. So I'm a rap for the game, and the game will be back with the fame like a slap in the face. It's strange that I laugh at the pain. Get the tap in your brakes. Need a couple rack in the safe. And you know what I'm saying? It go. Like crazy.
Yeah, that's some shit.
And I want to, you know, I don't want to bust the whole thing out, but it's woo! You know, fucking with Tech, you know, I got to bring my A-plus game. I got to bring my S game when I fuck with Tech.
Oh, yeah,
so long. So, yeah, man, that's a hot one. You're going to like that one, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I've always been a fan of everybody in Strange, just Tech and all them. I heard of Tech when maybe like 2 years ago, and then I just looked up Strange, and everybody in it just goes ham on everything that they do, you know? And then when you guys came around, it's like just added a whole other thing to the Strange music level, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, and we're honored to do that. You know, Tech expects a certain thing from us. Like, you know, he's always saying how we're like these ill lyricists and shit. And so
yeah.
I feel like I got some shoes to fill. I feel like Tech is an ill lyricist. One of the illest ever, you know. His mouthpiece is fucking impeccable, bro. He still hits pockets that I can't even reach. He's got like a seventh gear that I don't even have in my transmission, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
So I'm just happy to be around him. I learn from dude all the time. And we got four tracks together under our belt, and I can't wait to do number five. You know what I mean? I feel like I grow every time, you know?
Yeah. Well, man, I appreciate you letting me talk to you, man.
All right, man. Stay up in Kentucky, right? That's where you at, Kentucky?
Yes, sir.
All right, stay up out there, brother.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for calling, Brandon. For everyone out there listening, we're talking to Ubiquitous Assess Crew. We're talking about Casey Crossroads and the EP13. To get your VIP experience packages, go to strangevip.com. That show is August 24th. To pre-order the EP13, go to strangemusicinc.net. That comes out August 28th. It's dope. And he was asking about Tech's verse. You know, when you guys collaborated, it was always Tech was already on it. And then you guys had to hop on it.
Not true. That's not true. That's not true, Jeff Nelson. That's not true.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So
it was Tech N9ne featuring Cess Crew. Now it's Cess Crew featuring Tech N9ne. That's what I meant to say.
Okay, that is true.
That is accurate.
That is accurate.
What's his verse like? Does it give you the screw face? You know, like where you smell something real bad and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Does it inspire that reaction?
Yes. Yeah, Tech gives me the screw face every time he busts. He got me on this track, man. He got me. He said, I don't want to misquote him. He do these and something. C2 leads from Gotti Cali. Me, you be. Ah. You know what I'm saying? He kind of put my style on for 1 second. Not the way that the rhyme shit, but I'd be like, ah. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of my little thing that I was doing after my rhymes. And he kind of you know, imitated me for this one little bar. I was flattered, you know what I'm saying? Imitation, highest form of flattery. I was like, damn, Tech's listening, you know what I'm saying?
Tech, he took your punches.
He took my little punch style just for one
right,
bar.
Right,
it,
right.
Was, it was like paying homage to me. That's kind of the way I took it. I was like, you know, it's just,
tight.
It's ill. It
yeah,
was ill,
that
brother.
Means you know he's paying attention. For
yeah,
sure.
For sure. Yeah, he is. And his verse is crazy. He's, you know, I'm on a rock, I'm on a rock, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to fuck up his words, but this dude's busting on the fucking record.
Okay, all right, man.
Killing it.
Nah. A new Tech verse is always an event, you know what I mean? So,
agreed.
Looking forward to this one, for sure.
And same motherfucker's going to be in Walmart looking for Shiza spray after they hear this shit.
Okay.
They're going to be in aisle 17, like, where's the Shiza spray at? I heard it was on Blue Light Special, you know? So we'll see how motherfuckers feel about it.
That sounds like a whole nother conversation. Shiza spray. Now,
Shiza spray.
Let's talk about Kansas City for a minute, because obviously this is where the proceedings are being held at Casey Crossroads. Now, you moved here, like you said, from Colorado.
Uh-huh.
You moved here from Colorado.
I did.
Which is crazy, you know. You would think you have everything you need in Colorado. Why did you move here from Colorado, real quick?
Because the fucking music scene in Kansas City is bananas, son.
Okay, all right.
It's fucking bananas out here, you know what I mean? And that's not to take nothing away from Denver. I know y'all doing your thing out there in Denver and the surrounding areas or whatever. But Kansas City, whoa, you know what I'm saying? This is a hot spot. We're a fucking hot pocket of hip-hop and rap shit. I believe that we're ascending in a way that's going to make us comparable or competable, if that's a word, with, let's say, Detroit,
right?
Which is a city that has beasts coming out of it,
right.
Ill lyricists, you know what I'm saying? Your fucking Guilty Simpsons, your Royce the 5'9"s, your fucking M&M's, your Black Milk. Fucking Kid Rock comes out of there. I don't know if you like motherfuckers like his music. Kid Rock's immensely talented as a musician on various levels. Like, it's an ill ass city, man. And so, like, I feel like we're, like, you know, kind of raising up into that class to where, if you kind of cross the middle of the map, you know, the illest thing between Chicago and Denver is Kansas City.
Definitely.
No fucking question. You know what I mean?
You made your own pilgrimage.
To the Rhyme Mecca.
All right. All right. Definitely. What is, so what's your favorite thing about Kansas City?
What's my favorite thing about Kansas City? For me, it's the people.
Mm.
You know, it's a dope city, and there's some ill shit to do here, and we got some amazing things in KC, but man, I really like the people here. There's so many ill, talented people here, amazing artistic, creative scene here from live visual artists like Scribe, who's like one of the illest graph writers I've ever had the pleasure of meeting, you know what I mean? He's right in our backyard. We got a batch of artists getting turned out every year from the Kansas City Art Institute, who was, you know, home to Walt Disney back in the day until they kicked him out for being a cartoonist, you know? Like, there's some fresh shit here, man. You know, jazz was, like, damn near born in Kansas City.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys fuck with jazz, but, like, it's a beautiful creative scene here. Everywhere you go eat at a mom and pop restaurant in Kansas City, and there's original artwork like littering all the walls. Even at like this spot Grinders where we're playing on August 24th, you're gonna see original visual artists just having their shit everywhere. You go across the street to the Culture Chameleon, you're gonna see my homeboys Jason Guffey with his pipe cleaner art that I can't say enough nice things about. My homie Psych Style, who's doing amazing fucking art. My homie Lucid Arts, who's doing murals all over town. The homie Gear, who's lacing up walls everywhere. You know, my homie Colin, who's making ill visual pieces. Magic 8, who's making ill visual pieces. Like, I don't know. And that's just the visual art side of things. But it's just an ill city, man. It's mad progressive. What you know about Google Fiber, motherfuckers? Be jealous.
Yeah.
Be fucking jealous.
Yeah, yeah. While you waiting for that shit to load, I watched it 5 times already.
5 times, you know what I'm saying?
No, 100 times.
Good. And for those that don't know about Google Fiber, Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri is the test market for Google Fiber, which is an internet speed that is 100 times faster than the fucking market standard right now. And we about to have that. We're talking about in 60 days, Google Fiber is going to go up live in this motherfucker. And so don't sleep on KC. We got shit cracking out here.
Okay. Yeah. All right, now for people...
I like that. That was like the silenced gunshot. Like, pew!
Yeah, yeah, I put the silencer on. Now, for people driving to Kansas City, what are a few things you would recommend for them to do?
We got ill barbecue, yo. It's a big debate. I know you motherfuckers
know
about.
I know where you're at. Oklahoma Joe's, right?
I mean, you know what? Not for real. Down the street from my house, I mean, like, you know, a couple minutes walk from where I live in the Jazz District is Arthur Bryant's.
Mm.
That shit is legit as fuck. Oklahoma Joe's is legit as fuck. It's a barbecue that comes out of a gas station. And people don't really know about Okie Joe's. People don't really know about Arthur Bryant's, but they should. You know, you could do a little research on these, like, these TV shows where they're like the illest places to eat in the world. And
people travel here just to eat that shit.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go in Arthur Bryant's, you look on the wall, you're going to see pictures of Sarah Palin and fucking John McCain and fucking
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy fucking Carter. Yeah, dude. Famous people come into that place. Oklahoma Joe's been all over TV for his shit. And that's just two that y'all sleep on. I know everybody know about Gates. And Gates is hood, and Gates is good. And you go in there, and they're going to say, "Hi, may I help you?" They're going to scream at your ass. You know what I'm saying? They give you a taste of that KC flavor, that culture. Gates is dope. You know what I'm saying? Jack Stack, Fiorella's Jack Stack, is a personal favorite of, I think, Strange Music in general. We go there. We have some meals as a family quite often. The barbecue is ill here. The food scene is ill here in general. You know, we have some... and I'm kind of a foodie, so here I am talking about fucking food, but, you know.
Just leave me to my next question. If you wanted to take, I know it's tough, if you were going to take someone to one spot to get a meal, where would you take them?
You know, Westside Local is my answer.
Mm.
And people probably don't even know what the fuck that is.
Grilled cheese. I've had the grilled cheese.
Oh, you've been to Westside?
Yeah. I've been to Westside.
Okay,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, Westside Local. And it is that. It is local. It's on the fucking Westside.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a beautiful place to eat. Got a little herb garden. where they're growing their herbs and their vegetables fresh out in back of the place. They're getting local support from our local coffee place called The Roastery. They have their own blend of coffee there called the Westside Blend. It's a really dope sort of farm-to-market organic concept. The food is amazing. They're making ketchup. You know what I'm saying? And you go there and you put your dip your fries in ketchup, they make that shit. You don't get Heinz, you know what I mean? You don't get Best Choice ketchup. You get fucking fresh-made from scratch ketchup. And you know, probably people be like, I don't give a fuck about ketchup. But, yo, this food is so good and so fairly priced for the meal that you get. It's, I don't know. Yeah, check out Westside Local, y'all, if you got the time. It's not far. It's not far from Grinders. It's on 18th Street or 17th Street, I think. 17th Street. And I think Grinders is on 18th, so it's not even far away. Maybe 5 minutes driving. Something to check out.
Definitely, definitely. That is a fun question. What's one thing in KC that you think you could just put everywhere and it would blow up?
What could you put everywhere in KC that would blow up? You mean like a
restaurant? Yeah, I would say restaurant. Yeah, if you had to chain it.
If I had to chain it?
And we would never do that, but
I mean, we got a lot of chains. I don't know. I can't think of what's necessarily lacking in Kansas City. I wish there was an In-N-Out Burger out here.
No. If you could take it from KC,
put it
everywhere.
And put it everywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, I misunderstood the question. What is super ill about KC that needs to be everywhere? I mean, I don't know. I got food on the mind.
That's what I'm... Yeah, go with that.
I mean, I do have food on the mind. I think that, you know, Jack Stack, if that concept could be recreated, and I think they are working on this. They're coming out of Missouri and stretching out a little bit, but Jack Stack is amazing barbecue. We're
that
talking
Crown
about...
Crown Prime, dude.
Do that Crown Prime rib. They call it dinosaur bone. You know what I mean? It's like some Fred Flintstone shit. But we're talking about, you get these pork spare ribs at Jack Stack. They smoke these fucking ribs for 8 hours, yo. Your food's been cooking for 8 hours before it hits your plate. It's just the meat slide off the bone. It's fucking amazing, you know? And something that could be franchised to a greater level and set the new standard. Like, you know, it's a KC masterpiece. That shit is dead ass. You know what I mean? We done took it up since then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even want to claim that. That had to come from somewhere else, dude.
Dude, I think, you know what, Jeff Nelson? You're going to have to take a call because I'm going to have to take a bathroom break.
I think we're almost done here, man. We're almost done.
Okay.
I had to stretch it out because we were talking for a while.
I'll go in my pants.
Okay. Now, last question. Second to last question. I know you're a huge party animal. You're always out stumbling everywhere. I mean, it's just notorious, dude.
It's not even true. It's not
ever
even true.
And especially ever since you grew out this mustache, you've just been taking it to a whole new level.
I've been taking it to the warp level. I've been going down green pipes
and taking
it to the warp zone.
I know. You never know when we're going to see you popping out of some
and
green pipe.
I pop right out and I say, it's a me! You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, it's me.
But for the for the after party spot, what are some places that you think they could go to?
Oh, you know what? I'm so selfish, I can't even tell y'all where to go. I'm not going to tell y'all where I go. Not at all, because I don't want to blow my spots up. You know what I mean? I like my anonymity is already almost absent, so I can't even tell you where I kick it. But like a nice general place to kick it is Power and Light District. It's downtown. It gets a bad rap or whatever, but it's a ill little spot to like go bar hop a little bit, get a drink. We have a place called Westport where it's the same sort of thing, but it's not quite as ritzy. It's a little more gritty in Westport. They're both tight. There's ill restaurants and ill places to get drinks all in there. Fucking 39 West is a little neighborhood in Kansas City where there's a bunch of ill community-based concepts all up and down the block. Brookside is ill, you know what I mean? The Jazz District is ill. Vine Street with the Gym Theater and, the surrounding businesses or whatever. There's a lot of ill shit to check out here. You couldn't catch it in the day, you know, not at all.
Definitely, definitely. Now, before we wrap this up,
yeah,
I've had you here for a minute, but we covered a lot of good
for like about 2 minutes.
Hour and a half to be exact.
Yeah.
We covered a lot of good ground though. But before we wrap this up,
yeah,
what do you want to say to all the fans that are coming to this show?
Man, wear your get busy socks. you know, when you come out to this show. Wear your fucking wild out socks, because we're gonna wild the fuck out. We're gonna get busy, dude. It's gonna be a great time. We're gonna have your ass in a dirt field, squished together like sardines, hands up, maybe sweating a little bit, you know, and moving around. And it's gonna be some landmark shit. As far as I know, I don't think Strange Music has ever set their foot into the Grinders arena. And so it's gonna be some new shit, man. Tech has elevated his game locally in the past 2 years to like triple and quadruple his attendance. And it's beautiful, man. We're gonna have a fucking party. It's you know, bullshit ain't nothing, man. And don't come out here starting fights, man. We like to keep it peaceful, you know what I mean? So fucking just wear your get busy socks and let's all come kick it and have a good time at Grinders on August 24th.
All right, Yubi, I'll let you go to the bathroom, man.
Thanks, Buck. Did I need a hall pass?
No hall pass.
Okay.
You're good today.
All right, thanks. I'm not good tomorrow, though. I'm bad tomorrow.
Well, I mean, you might need a hall. It's whatever. But for now, you're cool, man.
All right. Peace to all the Strange fans out there. I'm going to check you out. UBI from Seth's crew. Strange music all day.
All right. Thank you for coming on here, man. Really appreciate it. I'd like to thank all of y'all for coming in. Once again, thanks to Ubiquitous from Seth's crew for taking his time on Pilgrimage to the Rhyme Mecca. Make sure you take that pilgrimage and join Seth's crew along with Stevie Stone, Chris Calico, and Tech 9 for KC Crossroads in Kansas City. To do that, make sure you go to strangevip.com for your VIP experience packages. You'll get to meet all the artists, get an exclusive t-shirt for this one show alone, and a mystery Strange music bracelet. Do that now. While you're at it, cop the pre-order for Seth's crew's debut Strange music release, the EP 13. This one's going to blow your mind. I guarantee it. You have no idea what's coming for you. The EP is 13, and you go to pre-order it at strangemusicinc.net. Make sure you do that. At strangevip.com for your VIP experience packages and strangemusicinc.net for that 13 pre-order. Also, while you're at it, we got the SOS sale going on. That ends Sunday. Get all of your merch for half off. Do that now before it all runs out, because it is running out. Stay tuned for the next episode of Pilgrimage to the Rhyme Mecca, where we'll be talking with Stevie Stone and possibly a surprise guest. Until then, as always, keep it strange.
Strange music.